In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Amen. The text for our Maundy-Thursday evening, as we continue our series of sermons on names of wondrous love, we look at the name, the Lamb. For our text, we go to Revelation. We read there in chapter 5, beginning at verse 6. The Apostle John writes, "Then I saw a Lamb, looking as if it had been slain, standing in the center of the throne, encircled by the four living creatures and the elders. He had seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of them who sat on the throne, of him who sat on the throne. And when he had taken it, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb. Each one had a harp, and they were holding golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, because you were slain, and with your blood you purchased men for God, from every tribe and language and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to serve our God, and they will reign on the earth." This is God's Word. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the Lamb, dear fellow redeemed, what is it that attracts children to lambs? Maybe they've never seen a live lamb, or put their hands into its soft wool. But there's just something about a lamb that makes many of them want to have a facsimile of that particular animal that they can hold closely and tightly to them until they go to sleep. As the children of God, we are attracted to a lamb. And that attraction is caused by two things. First of all, because of the one who gave it to us, and that is our Father in heaven, who has given us this lamb as an act of his wondrous love for us sinners. And we're attracted to him because of that wondrous love that he himself has shown for us by shedding his pure, precious blood on the cross. This evening on Maundy-Thursday, as we consider particularly the Lord's Supper, we will look at that name of wondrous love, the Lamb, slain for us and served by us. In the revelation of Jesus Christ to the Apostle John, Jesus and John use the name Lamb for Jesus some 20 times. And in this part of the vision that the Apostle John had, he saw the Lamb, and it was a Lamb who looked as if it had been slain. This picture took the Apostle John back some 70 years when he had heard John the Baptist say, as he pointed to Jesus, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." And when John the Baptist said that, John the Apostle knew what he was referring to. He was referring to those Passover lambs that the Israelites sacrificed in Egypt so that the Lord would pass over their homes and not slay the firstborn. And we know that night the Lord went through Egypt, and he killed the firstborn people and animals in every house except where people took God at His word and slayed a lamb and then spread that lamb's blood over the doorposts. John also knew, the Apostle John also knew that John the Baptist was referencing all those lambs, the countless lambs that the Israelites had slaughtered from that first Passover in Egypt to the Last Supper that Jesus celebrated with His disciples in the upper room. None of those lambs had blood that could pay for sins. But they all pointed ahead to that name of wondrous love, the Lamb, Jesus Christ. His blood was so perfect, so precious, that it was offered once for all as the full payment for all sins. When John, the apostle, saw that lamb that looked like it had been slain, it wasn't lying flat in the dirt like you would expect to see a lamb that had been slaughtered. But rather, this lamb was standing in the center of the throne, of God's throne. This lamb that looked like it was slain was alive again. And it was standing in the center of the throne of God. Not only as God, but also as a true man. That living lamb, the Father had exalted and glorified for that work of salvation. That living lamb was standing there, pictured as having seven horns and seven eyes. And we get the explanation of that. We talked about that last Sunday. The seven spirits of God is the Holy Spirit. And here that seven spirit, that sevenfold spirit, comes out from Christ. That's one reason why this passage is one reason why we confess in the Nicene Creed that the Son or that the Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son. Because John saw that sevenfold Spirit, those seven spirits of God being sent from this Lamb into the earth. That is that Word of God that comes to us. By the Lamb, the Son of God, living with the full power. That's what the horn signified. With the full power of God. And also with seven eyes, which represented His wisdom. His perfect wisdom as God and man. What is the risen Lamb revealing to John, the Apostle, that John has revealed to us? Take a look at our banner. That's who John saw. A lamb that not only was slain, but a lamb that has slain his enemies. A lamb that not only stained the cross with his blood, but with his blood has covered over all of our sins so that he would rise and carry that victory banner. We have the Lamb of God who not only stepped to the slaughter, but who stepped lively out of the grave, holding the victory banner that assures us that we too have His victory over sin, death, and the devil. You and I receive that blood and His body regularly in the Lord's Supper. At the Last Supper, which is the last Passover, because the picture wasn't necessary anymore, because the fulfillment was there, Jesus gave a new covenant meal to his disciples then and now for two reasons. Do this in remembrance of me. He gave us this new meal so that we would never forget what he did for us on the cross. But he also gave us that meal because it offers and gives the forgiveness of sins. Not by an action that I do, but by giving us the sacrificial action that he did of paying for our sins. And so Jesus says to us regularly, take and eat. This is my body given for you. Take and drink. This is the blood of the new covenant, which I have poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. The Father sent that lamb slain for us for the forgiveness of sins. And each and every time you and I receive the Lord's Supper in a miracle, in, with, and under what is still bread and wine, we receive the true body and blood of Christ that forgives our sins. And then we depart in peace. Someone once said, to say Christ died is history. To say Christ died for sinners is theology. To say that Christ died for me is salvation. Tonight we look at that name of wondrous love, the Lamb. Jesus Christ slain for us, shedding his blood and giving us his body and blood over and over again for the forgiveness of our sins. What does that blood of that Lamb mean to you? It means Christ has been slain for me. That is my salvation. And so you and I can look forward to the day when we appear before the judgment seat of a holy God. We can step out in confidence and joy to appear before Christ because we are carrying through faith that holy, precious blood that forgives our sins. We all know the words of that hymn, "Nothing in my hands I bring, simply to your cross I cling." And this evening we sang, "Not all the blood of beasts on Israel's altar slain could for a single sin atone. But then we behold the Lamb of God, whose blood does remove that guilt." How we look forward to joining that company of heaven who were singing God's praises, the Lamb's praises, who are serving Him in heaven, even as we are serving Him now. That Lamb is slain for us. He is also served by us. The Apostle John describes the company of heaven, the four living creatures and the elders. These are the angels and the saints who have gone before us, a saint being a believer in Christ. And they are there in heaven singing the praises of the Lamb. He is worthy to hold the book of life. He is worthy to open it because he has redeemed all people by his blood. John saw those creatures in heaven holding a bowl filled with incense. And this incense is described as the prayers of the saints. Not prayers that we offer to other saints or creatures in heaven, but prayers that we offer to God. We used that this evening, didn't we, in evening prayer. Psalm 141. Let my prayer rise before you as incense, and the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice. That God would accept our prayers and our sacrifices as a sweet sacrifice and offering to Him for what He did for us. That Lamb, the company of heaven, sang was worthy. For because you were slain, your blood has purchased men for God from every tribe and language and people and nation. How fitting it is that you and I still on this earth sing God's praises and serve Him as do the creatures in heaven. That's part of what we mean when we say, Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. May we serve You and sing Your praises as do those who are already in eternal life. God has made us a kingdom to be a kingdom and priests to serve God. God has called us to be His children so that we can savor our redemption and look forward to heaven. But He has also redeemed us so that we can serve Him now, so that we can sing His praises now. We can sing about heaven, oh, that we were there. But God has things for us to do while we are here. There are lots of things for us to do as Christians. There are lots of things for us to do as members of Bethlehem Lutheran Church. There are lots of things for us to do as we walk together with our fellow believers in our synodical fellowship. We are called to work and to sacrifice and to serve. And we call those things work and sacrifice and service. But there's another word that we can use in connection with the Lamb about those things. And that word is response. Our serving the Lamb is our response to His being slain for us. It is our response for His value, for His blood, for His now ruling all things in complete majesty and power in heaven. We're attracted to that Lamb, the Lamb of God. We haven't seen Him alive yet. We really haven't placed our hands yet into His hands, like Thomas was privileged to do. But may we always, with our hearts in faith, hold Him, cling to Him, bring Him to our hearts until we finally fall asleep and join Him in heaven. Amen.